July 1st, 1897. The Tithe, Its Use and Abuse. Ellen G. White. The light which the Lord has given me on this subject is that the means in the treasury for the support of the ministers in the different fields is not to be used for any other purpose. If an honest tithe were paid, and the money coming into the treasury were carefully guarded, the ministers would receive a just wage. The minister who labors should be sustained. But notwithstanding this, those who are officiating in this work see that there is not money in the treasury to pay the minister. They are withdrawing the tithe for other expenses, to keep up the meeting house necessities, or some charity. God is not glorified in any such work. We have to raise our voices against this kind of management. Those who have used the tithe money to supply the common necessities of the house of God have taken the money that should go to sustain ministers in doing his work, in preparing the way for Christ's second appearing. Just as surely as you do this work, you misapply the resources which God has told you to retain in his treasure house, that it may be full to be used in his service. This work is something of which all who have taken a part in should be ashamed. They have used their influence to withdraw from God's treasury a fund that is consecrated to a sacred purpose. From those who do this, the blessing of the Lord will be removed. The tithe money must be kept sacred. There are ministers who receive nothing for their labor, for there was no money to pay them. This I saw would be, for the management is wrong. Then talk not of appropriating the tithe that is to send forth ministers to preach the word. There should be workers in Michigan, and yet men are questioning in regard to using the tithe for other purposes than that which the Lord has specified. Why does it allow the treasury, which should be kept for the purpose of sustaining the ministry, to be drawn upon and diverted to common things? Why should it permit its ministers to be half-paid and at the same time talk so begrudgingly of that which they do receive? When this work shall cease in our churches, a living testimony will go forth from human lips under the operation of the Holy Ghost. Burdens have been borne, projects have been entered into, and time has been given to matters that God never intended any of you to study upon or to undertake. Now, for Christ's sake, change the order of things.